Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, March 14th. Happy Pi Day to all who celebrate. I'm Mark Dent here with Catherine Laidlaw, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Yesterday was a bad day for TikTok. The U.S. House overwhelmingly approved a bill that would force the popular social media app to either divest from its Chinese parent company ByteDance within 6 months or be banned from the United States. But it's still iffy as to whether this bill is going to get through the Senate and become law. We're going to fill you in on all the tech, legal, and political implications of this potential TikTok ban. But first, let's get into all the other news happening across the world of business and tech. Starting off, Toyota, the world's largest car maker, is giving its Japan factory workers their biggest wage hike in 25 years as part of annual talks between Japanese companies and labor unions. Nissan, Honda, and Mazda will also implement pay increases. In news that's kind of the opposite of all that, Family Dollar announced that it's going to close 1,000 of its 8,000 U.S. stores, 600 this year and 370 as their leases expire over the next several years. Catherine, I thought Dollar General and dollar stores were just doing, you know, bonkers kind of business.
Yeah. So during the pandemic and in the years after, aggressive expansion has been part of the company's business plan. And so I was shocked to hear this. And I think that we will see more closures coming just because I know that a major tenet of their business model is being as close as they possibly can be to as many customers as they possibly can. And 1,000 out of 8,000 stores is substantial.
Yeah, well, maybe a little too much too quickly for Family Dollar. All right, let's move on to a story from London's Cromwell Hospital, which is something we don't talk a lot about here on The Hustle Daily Show. Two spinal surgeries happened there recently, and they were aided by Apple's Vision Pro headset. It was worn by a scrub nurse to prepare surgical tools and to monitor the operation's progress. Earlier this week, Apple revealed plans for the device to be used for more surgeries, especially for hip and knee replacements. Okay, if you're in Japan and you start seeing like a superhero cat, here's why. Residents in Fukuyama were warned not to touch a cat that took a dunk in a vat of carcinogenic chemicals at a metal plating plant and ran away, leaving a trail of toxic paw prints behind. Yes, that is definitely going to be the beginning of some type of saga. And speaking of another saga, Neil Young's music is going to return to Spotify now that Joe Rogan is no longer exclusive to the platform. Neil Young initially pulled his catalog in 2022 to protest vaccination misinformation on Rogan's podcast. All right, Catherine, so are you going to have a listening party of Neil Young to celebrate or what?
I mean, as the resident Canadian, I already do once a week, every Friday night, Harvest Moon, cue it right up.
Yeah. And this is kind of like, you know, we were talking about a little bit of shock here of Dollar General closing stores. I'm also a little shocked that Neil Young is back because, you know, Joe Rogan is still very much on the air. He is still very much on Spotify, even though you can maybe listen to him a couple other places now, too.
Yeah, if anything, isn't that less ideal? Like he's available more places, therefore Neil Young right. will also be available again. I don't follow the logic. And Neil Young has stood so staunchly for his principles in the past. And so hearing this is a little bit disappointing just because it's like back on Spotify for what, the like 0.0003 cents per listen or whatever.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, you know, it's hard to turn down any money, I guess, even 0.003 cents.
So, in this economy?
Yes, exactly. All right. Finally, before we get to the big story, a savings.com study found that nearly half of US parents are financially supporting adult children in some way, either through rent, medical bills, food, etc., because of the high cost of living in the US. So thank you to moms throughout the country. Let's get on to the main story of the day. TikTok, of course, has been treading on thin ice in the US for several years, despite accruing 170 million users who use it for a nearly unthinkable average of 82 minutes per day. Politicians have wanted to shut down TikTok because of its ties with China. Actually, just 4 years ago in 2020, President Donald Trump issued an executive order to ban TikTok if it didn't divest from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, within 45 days. That situation got resolved without a ban because ByteDance agreed to let Oracle audit all of its US data. But the war on TikTok was not over. And in fact, it's actually just really heating up. Yesterday, US lawmakers may have taken a step to really, truly, or at least maybe, I think, ban TikTok this time. Catherine, what happened yesterday?
So yesterday, Congress voted through a bill with a resounding 352 to 65 votes. So huge bipartisan support for this bill that would see TikTok see a ban finally put into law.
They essentially said TikTok can either divest from ByteDance or be banned.
Or be banned, yes. I don't know how likely a divesting strategy is, but on the other hand, I also don't know how likely this ban is to finally be implemented either.
Yeah, exactly. And what does TikTok have to say about all of this? What was their response to the passage of this bill in the House?
So they were obviously unhappy. And actually, an interesting thing that they did the week before, when the bill first landed in the House, they mobilized their 170 million users to call Congress. And they had sort of had an alert come up on TikTok suggesting that Congress was going to ban the platform and their users should make their feelings about that known. And so phone lines were sort of tied up by different Congress members. But then on the other hand, this is one of the things that Congress is concerned about, which is this sort of mobilization of a huge user base.
Yeah, it just goes to show how powerful TikTok is if they can get people to pick up the phone and make a call, which like never happens anymore, especially for people under the age of like 20. So it's very impressive. And yeah, you're right. That is one of their main problems that the US government has had, is that it's just the power of TikTok to influence people. We've just kind of seen it time and again. What else has the US government been kind of beefing with TikTok over?
So there's sort of two main problems, as you say. One is the sort of manipulation aspect, manipulating the algorithm, free speech, content moderation issues, the chance of the Chinese government effectively emphasizing certain videos to impact young people or sort of pushing the TikTok management to do such a thing. And then the second prong is data. There's a huge amount of personal data on TikTok.
For sure.
And the government of China has said that it's never asked for foreign data, but China has a law that all companies have to comply with those requests if they're made. And so just because they haven't yet doesn't mean that they won't. And that's been a major concern for US lawmakers for a number of years.
Is this going to actually happen? Anytime there's some TikTok news, especially regarding a ban or any sort of new restrictions being placed on it, I take it with the largest grain of salt because it's one of these stories that has popped up so many times in the last few years that I have such a hard time even keeping track. I was like, wait, who has TikTok's data again? Oh yeah, Oracle. And I mean, there's been so many different solutions trotted out. There's been times when TikTok has said it will share its US data. I mean, you know, TikTok's CEO has of course gone in front of the lawmakers like last year. There's just been so many different steps to this saga. I don't even know who's for it, who's against it anymore. Is it Biden? Is it Trump? You know, who, et cetera. And I start to lose my mind. So that's just a very long way of wondering, like, is it going to get past the Senate, which is obviously the next step after the House?
I mean, if it's any consolation, you're not alone in losing your mind or not being able to keep track of which way is up, because Donald Trump, he who authored the executive order initially, has since changed his tune and is now opposing a ban since meeting with a mega donor earlier this month. But anyway, as you point out, yeah, there are many steps that would need to happen for this to come into effect. This was just sort of like a tiny baby step on the path. It obviously next goes to the Senate. And while President Biden has said that he will sign the bill if it passes the Senate, partly because of the mass outreach of TikTok users, a number of senators have gone on record saying that they feel totally conflicted and they are not sure, and that an ideal solution would be some kind of regulation that didn't mean an out-and-out ban. And that sounds very similar to what we've been hearing for the last 4 years.
Right. It never ends. And 4 years ago, there was a lot of talk about, can this even happen for legal reasons? And especially because at first there was like an executive order being trotted out to get rid of TikTok, which brought up like a whole nother set of complications. This would, of course, be different, you know, if it passes through the House and the Senate, but it's still potentially there's a legal thing hanging over all this too with the First Amendment. So even if it does pass, that still could prevent TikTok from being banned, basically. What I'm wondering is, like, let's get extremely hypothetical here, because that's kind of what you have to do when there's wild stories like this. What might happen to the tech and business landscape if there is no TikTok in the US? It just sounds so wild to even think about, because of just how much that app has kind of embedded itself within the culture here.
Yeah, dark days ahead, I would say. Yeah. Where will I get my dollar store dinner ideas?
No, yeah. I mean, so very true. And how will people who have so many followers to hear about those ideas? You know, what are they going to do, right?
Truthfully, on a much more serious note, as you say, like, millions of people could lose their livelihoods. There are, I think, 7 million small businesses who use TikTok in their business model. That's a serious number. It affects their bottom line. You know, if users are divesting from TikTok, that means more power for companies like Meta and Google, which owns YouTube. And, you know, centralized power in tech has led to all kinds of problems. We're already in a cold war with China. China has factories. They're home to tons of tech production, semiconductors, solar panels, iPhones, you name it.
Yeah. I mean, not surprisingly, so this is an issue that could clearly upset a lot of people who just really like TikTok and use it to make money. And, you know, frankly, upend the entire tech industry. So, yeah, I mean, it's such a complicated, big issue. And I know that we're going to be talking a lot more about it in the future.
I'll be staying tuned, that's for sure.
And in the meantime, keep enjoying those TikToks while you can. That's what I'll say. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. So if you're not subscribed, please go get signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll catch you tomorrow.